It's a mess.
A mess.
A mess.
This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy with me a little bit.
Talkin' trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
America first, the way it should be. Welcome on this chilly start, North Central Florida. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:09, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The golden age of America begins. You can stop pinching yourself now. You can be black and blue for days. It's real. It has happened. It is so awesome to look back and to see what has happened. This man got elected. Nobody thought it could happen. Then he loses an election that clearly there were 19 million votes that all of a sudden appeared somewhere. Then he's ostracized for calling it into question. But now he is the 47th president of the United States.
Nice.
And I am looking forward to some great things that this president's going to do, everything in his power. Mm-hmm. And I hope Republicans in charge and in positions of power, I hope they have received the memo, their marching orders, and are 100% got his back. That's what I hope for. But here in North Central Florida, the big story for now and will be for a couple of days is definitely the weather. Yes, I know it's cold. That is not a scary proposition. Icy roads, however, that's a different story. All right, so you've got the governor issuing an executive order about the Gulf winter weather system. You've got winter storm watches and warnings that are in effect. And because of the chance of precipitation and low temperatures, we could see snow, especially tomorrow morning. However, snow is not generally a problem. It is wet roads that turn icy.
Yeah.
It is icy sleet that comes down generally as part of that. So we really have to be on our toes. Schools are already adjusting to this. It looks like in Alachua County, they're going to meet, and later on this afternoon, they'll make a decision whether or not they're going to be open for tomorrow for school. But today, as far as I can tell, everybody is open.
Yep.
And 5 p.m., though, in Alachua County, they said there'll be no after-school-type activities.
I think that's Marion County.
Oh, yeah. After 5, yeah. Alachua County should have gotten everybody an email mm-hmm. or a text or a phone call or a phone alert. Should have been sent out whether or not there'll be school on Wednesday. Marion County, right, no after-school activities. Let's see, what else do we have here? Several school districts announced they are canceling class on Wednesday, according to WCJB, Levy, Gilchrist, and Dixie.
Okay.
That's what we have, and we'll continue to follow it. If anything changes, we'll do our best to let you know.
Yeah, it's always the bad thing about the choice of going into radio is we never got snow days.
No.
In fact, if anything, all those days, you have to go in, because back in the day, we had to read all the school closings.
Well, I was fortunate. I didn't have to spend any of my radio career outside
Florida,
the Sunshine State, indeed.
See, back in St. Louis, it was always kind of interesting, because my morning partner for many years on the station was also the general manager. And so we got there, we were there at 5 o'clock, on the air at 6. And it was always kind of interesting, 8 o'clock, studio, hotline kind of rings, and office people going, I don't know, it's pretty snowy out there.
Yeah,
the account executives, do we have to come in today? We're like, we've been here for 3 hours, people. Get your button gear and get to work.
Yeah, it's, but this is one of those things where if you don't have to travel, you don't really want to.
Don't go north. That's the key right there. Don't go north.
Yeah, the weather is definitely going to be an issue over the next couple of days. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, by the way, mm-hmm. thanks to Florence Recycling. So we'll stay on top of this issue and situation for you, of course. Ohio State Buckeyes, they won the national championship last night, 34-23 over Notre Dame. Notre Dame, I mean, they're a good football team. Ohio State just, a little stronger and had a couple of breaks go their way. And so, they won it. And they did an outstanding job all year long, except they lost to Michigan. But that's all I have. Yep.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's the only part he really wanted to remember. Lost
to Michigan. Look, you congratulate success.
That's true.
Even if you're not a fan, you say,
yes.
I see quality. I can see quality on the field. That red and those funny colors and that little nutty guy, the Buckeye, whatever. But good is good, and they had a very, very good team this year. So President Trump has already rescinded 78 of former President Joe Biden's executive actions with a stroke of a pen. Woo. Monday night. Covers an array of actions that Biden took during his term, ranging from nixing diversity, equity, and inclusion policies to the southern border and the climate. I can undo almost anything Biden did through executive order, if that's how he did it, right? And on day one, much of that will be undone. Made that statement and then followed through and did it. Yep, we will terminate every diversity, equity, and inclusion program across the entire federal government. Regarding the border, Trump is working to reduce Biden's executive orders that reinstated catch and release, halted criminal illegal alien deportations, granted government-funded benefits for illegal aliens. So there's going to be a lot of movement. Mm-hmm. They're going to implement as much as they can. Don't kid yourself. The left will try to fight them at every step and every turn, using whatever legal means is available. So they're not just going to listen to the mandate, the American people, the majority, winning both the Electoral College and the majority of voters. Nope, the Democrats are, well...
Democrats.
Yeah.
You know, it was an amazing speech, but it was worth it just to watch Hillary and Kamala just... seethe in anger.
Seething, cringing.
Yes.
Yes. It was all good. Optimistic, upbeat, moving forward. It is the golden age of America, and it has begun. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Sean Hannity.
More freedom, restoring constitutional order.
3 weekdays.
If we're looking at a weaponized FBI, then what we have to do is restore these things to their former greatness.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Right on. With the top priority being to create a nation that is proud and prosperous, as free as he would go on to say in his fantastic acceptance speech, number 47, Donald J. Trump, yesterday in the Capitol. Wow, it was just fantastic. This guy has all the goals lined up. It's based on all of the issues that the American public has been very unhappy about and wants him and Congress to deal with. And he is going to hit the ground running. So I feel like good, positive things are going to happen. And I already knew the boo birds were out. And without even naming them, one of the alphabet networks, I heard them talking about in what was definitely a very partisan speech. And I thought to myself, at times, maybe, but... not, it shouldn't be. And here's my point. A secure border is really a constitutional issue. It's also a national security issue.
Not a party issue.
It's not. It's not partisan. It's not, no. You know. And who made it that? Well, Biden did when he used an executive order to open it wide open. And if they really felt like, you know, that's what they wanted to do and could explain to the American people, well, here's why we did it. You see, but they couldn't, because what would they say? Well, you know, we want some people to be able to have access to cheap labor, even cheaper than the cheap labor that now a lot of immigrants suffer under. I mean, they couldn't say that. Mm-hmm. They couldn't say, well, we're hoping that, you know, these folks become Democrat voters. Well, they couldn't say that, because that's not going to happen, at least legally, for some time to come. So, I mean, we want people to have and enjoy a better life. Well, that's not terrible, But you have to do it in a careful way. Otherwise, exactly what has unfolded and occurred, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what's going to happen if you invite everybody across your border, and to the extent that you're unable to effectively police it, you have no way to properly vet those that are coming across, and in many cases, no way to stop many who've come across. So it is one of those, I guess it's going back to Ronald Reagan, when it's okay to be patriotic, wave the flag, and love your country again. Ronald Reagan's here.
Yep.
And it's also okay to say, yeah, we're one nation under God, and not to be afraid of that or to feel uncomfortable about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I am feeling like this era that is being ushered in right now is going to include those important things like, I don't know, loving your country and knowing that there is a higher power. President Donald Trump will sign an executive order, and he did, that declares the United States recognizes just two sexes. See, that'd be
male.
Male, yeah, mm-hmm, definitely male. And female?
Female.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. The rest were just kind of made up in the last couple of years.
Well, we've talked about this before, and again, not to split hairs, but there are some people that are born that have almost neither or have some attributes of both.
Right.
And generally, at the time, the medical professionals, when the birth's taking place, will assign it a gender.
But that's where a sign comes from.
Yes.
And not we've got to make it up.
No.
And
it is very rare.
Yes, it is.
So it's nothing for people to get caught up in.
Yeah.
This simplifies things. Two sexes, male, female.
Not 73. Or two or
guy, you know, little symbol with a dress on, little symbol with the pants on. Go to your respective bathrooms, whatever.
Of course, that means Hillary would always go in the wrong one.
This and it prohibits taxpayer dollars from funding transition services.
Good. We shouldn't be paying for somebody else's elective whatever they want to do.
I don't think we pay for a breast augmentation,
unless
they're the victim of some accident, scarring, whatever.
Well, here's an irony. And one of my best friends, she went through a double mastectomy a few years ago. She had breast cancer. And it was frustrating for her in the sense that she has a family member through her husband's side who decided to transition.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's in the military. And we paid for that. But yet she, with breast cancer, your insurance will cover the surgery, but not the reconstructive part, the plastic surgery part. Well, really, that's connected to the illness. It's not, I'm waking up one day and I want to be something else.
Right.
And then all of our insurance rates are paying for that sort of thing. That is frustrating.
So who ended up with a better rack?
Well, one's missing, so.
What do you mean? Oh, the transgender person was going the other way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. Which way are they going?
It's hard to keep track these days. Need a traffic conductor out there.
Anyway, an incoming White House official detailed the executive order to reporters there. Women means biological female. Man means biological male. That's, pretty basic.
Yeah, you could have probably asked any kid in second grade that for the last, many years, and they'd know the difference.
Maybe. Depends on where they've gone to
several years ago,
All right. Looks like Rubio got through the gauntlet. Looks like he's going to be confirmed, if not already confirmed. I'll check the status on that and some of the other nominees. That's all coming up. But a real big focus today is going to be paying attention to the weather, especially in these early morning hours, and what it's going to bring, whether it's ice, snow, rain, or a mixture. That's the issue. 6:28, The Bob Rose Show, available on podcast wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
For the nomination of Pam Bondi.
We have got to work together to make America safe again.
Trending stories.
Marco Rubio, the State Department.
And why they matter.
Strong America engaged in the world.
North Central Florida's news station.
A ceasefire deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas.
Our Attorney General, Ashley Moody, will serve as our next U.S. Senator.
I'm ready to show up and fight for this nation.
On air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Here we go. Where do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged through the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
President Donald J. Trump. President number 47. Switching jerseys from 45 to 47. Taking a few years off. But he is back in a big, big way. And I, for one, am very happy to see it. I'm very optimistic. I know, you know, you don't want to set expectations too high. But really, I think a lot of people are just very excited. I think the business world is going to react to that. And consumer confidence is going to improve. And good things are going to be coming from America, but look, these things, it's going to take work. It's going to take work, and it's going to take Republicans staying united and getting the help of some Democrats, at least from time to time. You just have to remember who they are. And I don't say that necessarily in a divisive way. It's a warning. I just, in my lifetime, I've seen the olive branch extended so many times by Republicans, especially when they reach a position of power, and they've gotten burned every time. It's like, this time, don't be a sucker. You know what I'm saying? And I know yep. President Trump won't be, but, you know, members of the House and Senate, it's like, don't be a sucker. So I don't know how else to say it. You know what I mean? Because you got to really... A sucker.
Exclamation point.
Yeah.
It's like a 1975 film or something.
Yeah.
Sucker.
Hey. Yes, indeed. Really, a fantastic speech.
Oh, awesome.
And I know we're going to move forward on all these things. We've already, the U.S. Senate's already confirmed Marco Rubio to serve as President Donald Trump's Secretary of State. First cabinet pick approved for the new administration in a vote 99-0. With his former colleagues voicing no opposition to his appointment, the vote came 1 week after Rubio appeared before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, where he previously served as a senior member. And he's done a great job there. I really think that he gets it from a foreign policy perspective. His job will be to follow a vision that Trump helps to lay down and that, you know, Marco Rubio will. I am quite sure that his input will be utilized and appreciated as well. So that's definitely good news there. Now, Pete Hegseth, now, what about him? Well, apparently he has made it through the initial part. Now he will have to, there'll be the entire Senate. And generally, once it gets to that, they get through.
Yeah.
So this will be interesting to see if there is a glitch in there in any way and what they can do to address it. I just had the story here. You know how that goes when you have something right in front of you, probably.
If it were snake, it'd bit you.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those deals.
All right. Well, the other thing, Trump got us out of the Paris Climate Agreement again. He got us out before. Biden put us back in. Now we're back out. Now, he made a point, not during the speech, but he did later on when, you know, they were starting the festivities and everybody was in the Capitol Center. And he talked about, you know, like pollution that Chinese coal-fired plants are basically pushing, and he says, where do you think that stuff goes? You know, in 5 or 7 days, it's floating over, you know, the American, North American continent.
Right.
He says, so, you know, I basically, the same way I look at it, like, well, if you say it's all interconnected, and you know the biggest polluters on the planet aren't going to conform to any of this stuff, including the Paris Climate Agreement, then why waste American energy and money's on it? Yeah, we want clean air, and we can only have so much effect on that. only so much impact, because if everybody else is polluting, we all share the same atmosphere. So I thought that was just another great point. Another great point was, wow, you've got a Republican thanking the automakers.
Yes.
Thanking the automakers. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I just, well, and it they did support him.
Sure they did.
And he supported them, and he came through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll never forget when Biden, he did it a couple of times. He went to Detroit, and he was like a snake.
Oh, yeah.
He was lying to them about their job. We're going to build these beautiful EVs here. Never had any plan to do that. I mean, not a real plan. And in the meanwhile, you know, they already know that they gave away all those mines and rare earth minerals and all. It was very, very insulting. I'm glad the American auto workers figured it out, mm-hmm. voted accordingly, and President Trump gave them a big kudos. And he says, yeah, people are going to be able to buy the vehicle they want to buy.
What a concept in America.
Yep.
Mm.
So there's a lot of things going on. And some of it we'll be playing catch up on. Some we'll be looking forward to. But the biggest issue for us is going to be the weather. Yeah, it's chilly and we're going to get some rain. But this time tomorrow morning, it could be far more serious with possible freezing temperatures all through the area and also the moisture in the air. So we'll let you know the latest on that and school closures, etc. We'll do that next on 97.3 The Sky.
Mark Levin.
People say this election is about the middle class and working people.
Six weeknights.
No, it wasn't. This election was about we, the people, individual rights that you've stolen. Regardless of class.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Exactly. Exactly how so many people have felt and feel. And the president addressing that in his acceptance speech yesterday in the Capitol. United States president for the second time. Donald Trump, number 47, the mood was through the roof. Everybody was very excited. I mean, save for some sourpuss Democrats. You know, you're going to get some of that. Biden was in basically a stupor. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if he would have lasted another week in office. I'm not trying to be mean. He just, wow, just out of it. But boy, old Hillary, she was in there sniffing around. He was like, yep, look at me. Here I am. I was like, but Trump is in. There are going to be some great opportunities, and hopefully the Republicans will be smart enough to stick together and take advantage of those things. Okay, here we are locally. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, by the way, thanks to Florence Recycling. But our top story is the weather. We're going to see some cold temperatures. We're already experiencing that this morning. Where it's really going to get scary is overnight, tonight and into Wednesday morning. That's when you could get, depending on exactly what happens with the front, the temperatures, and the moisture in the air. Could get anything from a few light little snow flurries. We can go, ew, aww, look what I'm going to post on Facebook.
They're so pretty.
To treacherous, icy, laden roads. And that's not, certainly that's not what we want. But we have to be prepared for it either way. Already, the schools are going to be closed Wednesday in Levy, Gilchrist, and Dixie County. But they're all open today. Alachua County, they say, we're going to meet later on today to make a decision about tomorrow. Marion County could possibly do the same thing. We know that they've already said no after-school activities today. So and as soon as we get and can verify information, we'll share it with you. So you'll know what's going on. And yeah, but the weather, it is important that you don't venture out in it if you don't have to. And that's especially going to be true in the overnight hours. And I believe this winter storm warning is going to be in effect until about midday tomorrow. Yeah, and a lot can happen in between.
Looks like a lot of southeastern states, the governor is declaring states of emergency. I mean, you're talking about snow from Houston through Louisiana, the Panhandle. They don't like that kind of stuff.
No, and they're not. A lot of those cities and states, municipalities, are not very well equipped at all to handle that kind of thing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so the best thing is avoid it if You're fortunate enough to be able to do that. Senate Arms Services Committee on Monday advanced the nomination of Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth to the full Senate, bringing him closer to being confirmed. The vote was on a party line, 14 Republicans voting to advance, 13 Democrats against it.
Shocking.
Jim Banks, the Republican out of Indiana, member of the committee, said, "I just voted to advance Pete Hegseth's nomination to the Senate floor. There's no time to waste. The Senate should confirm him now." So, we'll see. CNN reported that the vote took place after an intense debate and that Republicans voted to waive a rule requiring 7 days' notice for a committee vote, saying it was crucial to get Trump's defense nominee confirmed. And it appears that the Democrats are digging in and playing some games on the Senate floor.
We'll follow that,
and we'll maybe have more later on this morning dealing with that. Meanwhile, old Joe Biden on his way out.
Oh, man.
He had a frenzy of pardons. And let's see. Yeah, it was about 20 minutes before the inauguration. I mean, really, you call them last chance or last minute pardons. He announced preemptive pardons for his own family. Yeah. The Biden crime family.
Yes.
James Biden, Sarah Jones Biden, Valerie Biden, John T. Owens, and Francis Frank Biden. Yeah. So don't question the J6 pardons, but they will. They'll cry about it. They're crying about it right now. Details on that and a whole lot more coming up. The Bob Rose Show, available on podcasts, wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click subscribe.
This is Sky News.
Senate confirmation battles.
The Department of Defense under Donald Trump will achieve peace through strength.
Trending stories.
Increasing wind event is upon us.
And why they matter.
Gavin is largely incompetent.
Breaks my heart. People are suffering and struggling.
The mayor is largely incompetent.
What worked? What didn't work?
What they've done is terrible.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.